my son and my daughter kept asking me what it was like in prison, and I couldn't sit down and talk to them. So it was the only way for me to get it out of my system.
There will be some people, younger people, listening to this who won't really know what we're talking about. I mean, I'm talking to Paddy Armstrong, one of the Guildford Four. Back in 1975, four innocent people were sent to prison for a considerable length of time for planting a bomb that they had nothing whatsoever to do with. You were an Irish man across in England. You were wrongly arrested. You were beaten up by the police. You were sentenced, and you spent 15 years in the prison. How have you managed to come to terms with it?
Well, I had a good mentor in Alistair Logan, who was my solicitor, because when I came out of prison, I stayed with him in Guildford, just outside Guildford, in his house. And he had two top doctors, one in Europe and one in England, who dealt with soldiers coming out of a war and long-time prisoners coming out of prison. And I seen them for the first 6 months out. So that actually got me on the road to recovery.
And that has been a long road. It's taken you a considerable time to write the book, because the release came back about 1989 or so. Jerry Conlon has since passed away. Carol Richardson has passed away as well.
That's
Paul
right,
Hill
yeah.
and yourself are still alive. Who do you reckon now in 2017 will want to read the book? Or is there a suggestion maybe that, and I get this from this programme, that people would like to move on and forget about the horrors, including horrors like yours?
Well, I don't think people should forget horrors that happened to us. Because the book also, I wrote the book also so that it'll be in people's mind for years to come, that what happened to us should never happen again. The only person, no matter who it is. And I think that's why, and the reason it took me so long, the reason why it's called Life After Life, I wanted to tell a story where I was in prison, came out of prison, and then a happy family married man then. And that's why it took me so long to write it.
You're going to be in Belfast tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Easton's tomorrow night at 6:30, and Tommy Gorman and Brian Kennedy will be introducing the book launch.
Yeah, Tommy Gorman, the RTE Northern Ireland editor, Brian
yeah.
Kennedy, the singer, of course.
Yeah.
And it's bound to be poignant for someone like you, Paddy, to sit in front of people and for them to be thinking, there's a man who lost a decade and a half of his life. It could have happened to any Irish man across in England. It happened to you. But yet and all, you've managed to forgive, haven't you? You've forgiven those
yeah,
who
I,
did
I,
that dastardly deed.
No bitterness at all in me, you know what I mean? Because when I come out, people were saying, oh, you must be bitter and twisted. I said, not really, you know what I mean? Because the only people I can blame is the police. I couldn't blame every English person walking about the street for me in prison. And at the end of the day, there was the amount of English people that actually fought for us to get us released was amazing.
Have you managed to forgive those individual police officers?
No. I don't think I will. You know what I mean? Because it's a hard thing that somebody knowing that you didn't do anything but still took you away for it. I don't think anybody would want to forgive them. You know what I mean?
Paddy, I'm interested in reading the book. I must get a copy of it. It's called Life After Life. And if people do want to have a conversation with you, get the book signed. They can be in Easton's tomorrow evening at 6:30. I hope the rest of your life is as happy as the last few years, Paddy. And I really appreciate you coming on the programme.
No problem. Thanks very much, Frank, for bringing me on your show.
Not a bother at all. That's Paddy Armstrong, one of the Guildford Four. He's in Easton's tomorrow night. His book is called Life After Life.